I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking about the idea that our faith is both of a vertical nature and a horizontal nature. And what I mean by that is this. We are both meant to spend time with God, focused on Him. First, Jesus' commandment, love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then to be focused on others, love your neighbor as yourself for love of God. Both are essential. But sometimes we look at our personalities and we say, hey, I like this kind better, or I like that kind better. I know people say, I'm a very contemplative person. I really don't like talking about my faith with others. And it's a personal thing. It's really me and God. And then other people are like, hey, man, I like to be in community with other people and do fellowship and have fun with them. I don't really like the contemplative nature of things. That's not my style. This is not about our style. This is about both things are completely necessary. And there's great overlap. But if we don't set aside time to focus on each of them individually, we are probably only going to get more and more used to doing the kind we like. And as an extrovert, and as in the Myers-Briggs, I'm a P, I like to have unstructured, extroverted time with people. But I have to tell you, some of the most purifying, relieving experiences I have is when I force myself to sit in church alone with God and just be connected to Him. It's not natural for me, which is probably why I need it so much, because I don't do it naturally.
Hey, speaking of the vertical and horizontal, think about the central image of Christianity. It's the cross.
Right.
It's the vertical and the horizontal together. And I think what you're saying right now, Pat, boils down to push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. You might think, I just like praying and I don't like fellowship or interacting with people or serving humanity. It's like, that's not the full Christian or human life. Or you might think, well, I just like the fellowship aspect. Well, then you're just becoming a social club. That's not Christianity. But it also makes you lack the full joy and experience that God wants for you as His follower. You got to lean into both, even if it makes you as uncomfortable as sometimes being on the cross, right? Which is what happens when you're living with a life focused on God and also concurrently open to people who are messy.
I think my faith life has grown the more uncomfortable I've gotten. And I realize there's actually a comfort in that, in realizing when you're doing it for God, with God, He makes it, it's like, I can go up to a person now and say, how can I pray for you? And it doesn't feel odd. But if you had asked me that 5 years ago, I'd have said, I don't do that kind of evangelization. Mm-hmm. And it's really simple and it's really liberating to realize, no, God intends for us to do all of that.
And there's one application that combines the two. How can I pray for you? There's the prayer and there's the openness to the person in front of you. So let's pray. Lord, you told us that to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself is the greatest commandment. Help us to follow that greatest commandment in our everyday lives, even when it makes us, and especially when it makes us uncomfortable. Amen.
Amen.